This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here we go. It's Friday, the 23rd of March, is the continuation of the DJV program. It seems like we're on the air everywhere all the time. I guess that sort of is the way it is. You can find us on TuneIn Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Hooray for us. Us would be Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and of course all of you who are paying attention to what's going on this Friday morning. Let's get to some of the things that are trending. You've done your homework, I'm sure, Victoria.
Yes. Very sad story coming right out of Manhattan late last night, a New York City firefighter was killed and two others were seriously injured battling a movie set blaze that turned out to be a five-alarm fire on the set of the new Bruce Willis and Edward Norton movie, which is a movie that takes place in the 50s. So it was a retro-looking set, retro cars, all of it went up in flames, and the deceased firefighter, his name was Michael Davidson, he's 37. He was a 15-year department veteran, and he had been cited for bravery four different times throughout his career. And sadly, he leaves behind a wife and four daughters. And the other two firefighters are still listed in critical condition. The name of the movie is called Motherless Brooklyn. And there's no official statement yet from any of the movie set or the actors, but this is trending on Twitter now, and of course this is big news in New York City. We take our firefighter safety very seriously, so our condolences to his family. And in other news, crazy news, a woman has been arrested for attacking her husband because he forgot their anniversary. She is
crazy.
I know, right?
What's crazy about that?
Yeah, 35-year-old Carol Stone has been arrested by the Pasco Sheriff's Office for smacking her husband multiple times in the head and on his face after he admitted that he forgot their anniversary. I think he actually filmed all of this on his cell phone, turned over the evidence to the police, and that's why she was arrested. And so this also reeks of he was cheating, and that's why he forgot. I think there's going to be more elements to this story, but this is striking fear in husbands everywhere.
Really? I guess it's a good thing I'm not somebody's husband. All right. Well, have you ever had that circumstance happen with somebody you cared about? Forgot your birthday, forgot some important anniversary. Jennifer was upset with me a week or so ago because I forgot that it was X number of years ago on March 15th that she started working with me. I don't remember things. I sort of remember birthdays fairly
really,
well.
Do you?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't tell you where any of yours are. I remember Jennifer's is in February. I think yours is in September, Victoria, isn't it?
Wow.
January.
January.
I'm a month before Jen. That's
right.
Very funny.
Okay.
And it's okay. My entire in-law family ignored my birthday this year, too. So
really?
You're not the only one.
But it's funny. Some people have a memory. Like, Jennifer always remembers everybody's birthday. She seems to be...
Most of the time. I did get one. Victoria slipped by me last year, but that did not happen this year. No, sir.
Yeah, Doug, we told you my horoscope sign the other day. Do you remember what it was?
You told me what? We're talking to Maria?
No, it's...
Don't give her a hint. No hints.
Okay, no hints.
It's the same as...
Come on, no hints.
Oh, come on.
It's the same as someone...
Who does Kara remind you of?
Same as someone you used to know.
Oh, she's a Taurus.
There you go.
Right. Yay.
Coming up, Kara's
all right. The passage of time for people who are professionals, people who work hard at their jobs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are things that happen to some people with regularity. I remember... My father, who was a very good golfer, would from time to time lose his clubs. He'd forget them in the clubhouse. He'd forget them in the car. He'd forget them Yeah, when he went to some other place and was in a locker room he wasn't familiar with, he would sometimes lose his golf clubs. Because if you lose your, if you're really a good golfer and you lose your clubs, it's the worst sort of thing that could happen to you. So here's the story of a pro golfer named In-Kyung Kim, who was in America traveling from Miami to San Diego on American Airlines, and her clubs seem to have gotten lost. According to the story that's this week in Golf Week, she was somebody who was very competitive, for example, at the British Open. She had backup, a set of backup clubs. American Airlines' advice to her wasn't, of, as you might imagine, very useful. This is just another one of those airline stories that we tend to almost take in stride these days. Their advice to her, by the way, she spent thousands of dollars on her clubs over a span of a number of years. She probably has a number of clubs that were custom made for her. American Airlines brass said, rent a new set of clubs. As you can imagine, this stuff is posted all over Instagram, by the way. You can see, check it out. She found out a couple of weeks later, when she rented a set of clubs, in the place where she rented the clubs, she was looking around and she saw, what's over there? Let me look over there in that bag. And so she went to look in the bag, and she found, miraculously, that her clubs had been found. They were online, and they were sold. So somebody stole the clubs out of the plane. Somebody, obviously someone who works loading the plane, baggage handlers, and they sold her clubs. Somebody saw the clubs, and they grabbed them. So this is the kind of, I mean, I can go on with the story, but the essence of it is, here's this woman. American is so stupid, they don't offer to play. Well, we can't replace those. They're too specialized or whatever it was that they told her. And so three serious golfers were able to identify the clubs very easily because pro clubs are different than people who are just hackers. So she was very thankful there were good people out there. But the fact that somebody at American had stolen the clubs and sold them sort of is a cause for concern for a lot of you who are on spring break or people who are traveling from the north to the south or the east to the west to go play golf this time of year. I don't know. I just find that these stories day in and day out, again, underscore. Some of them are amusing. It worked out well for her because she got her clubs back. But at what cost? What kind of anxiety was created for a professional golfer who needs her clubs? And an American says, well, we can't help you. Go rent a set of clubs. Mm.
You know, a similar thing happened. Right. A similar story happened, I think, with Delta. Was it which airline was this?
This American.
Oh, yeah. So I think Delta did the same thing to one of the male pro golfers. Last year, we talked about the same story. They lost his clubs. They were custom. He was on his way to try to qualify for a tournament. He missed one, and then I guess was because, you know, they have the different chain of qualifying tournaments, and then he ended up having to miss another one. And they said the same thing. They said, oh, just rent some clubs. Yeah. And he explained on social media that that's just not how it works for any pro athlete using equipment. You wouldn't just tell a pro tennis player, oh, just go rent a racket. And even rackets, tennis rackets, are even easier to replace than, you know, your custom golf clubs. So it's, I don't know, these airlines, it's just one after another.
It really is. It's something else. Yeah. I still don't know whether I'm going to Pago. Thanks for courtesy of the folks at O1 Airlines.
We should actually do like a Pago series or something. Yeah, exactly. Right. A little Facebook Live.
15 after the hour on the DJV show. As you move along the age spectrum, sometimes your joints don't work as well when you're in your 50s or 60s as they did when you're 20s and 30s. Same thing for your brain, your cardiovascular system. Every bit of your body needs extra nutritional support as you get actually out of your 20s. We are told by professionals, speaking of professionals, that our body starts to fall apart once we get out of our 20s. So Kara's the only one who's going up. The rest of us are all going down, down, down. So if you're smart, you'll take care of your body. And one of the ways to do it, to support your body inside and out, is to make sure that you have plenty of omega-3s in your body, because it's so good for your heart, your cardiovascular system. Get your muscles warmed up with plenty of blood in your brain as well. And then there's krill oil. It's sort of new on the scene the last few years. This is a product that boosts joint comfort by supporting the fluid, the bursa, if you will, in all your joints, so you won't be all hunched over, or your arms won't hurt, or your legs, your back, your knees, whatever. So the two together have been really ingeniously sold and marketed by Purity Products as the little pill that makes a big difference, and it is. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is a highly innovative product that is designed for those of us who like to lead an active, healthy life. So if you want superior quality fish oil and krill oil, then Krill Omega 50 Plus is what you want. And no matter what your age, this is going to be good for you. It doesn't make any difference. I take it. Jennifer takes it. Victoria takes it. Kara takes it. All of these, the testimonials they have at their website, if you go to the website for Purity Products, it's really a fascinating thing that people would put together, be so creative, put together this kind of nutritional thing and have it as inexpensively as it is. Well, inexpensive the first time, because you don't have to pay for it, because they want you to try it out and figure out for yourself how good it is for you. So if you want a free bottle of Purity's Omega 50 Plus, call 800-355-1493. That's 800-355-1493. You'll pay a bit of shipping, and that's it. Claim your free bottle now of Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10, 800-355-1493.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to hear this. You gotta quit wearing that aviator jacket. Nobody's buying it. I'm sorry you have to hear it from me, but at Progressive, we're all about giving it to people straight. That's why we show our rates alongside our competitors' rates. And when you're helping people find great rates, you don't need some jacket to look cool. Just keep rocking that scarf.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh. Table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're talking about airplanes and stuff. You know that I travel a lot, and I enjoy certain conversations that we have about planes. The girls, sometimes their eyeballs roll back. I was looking on Twitter at a posting of a 747 that had been taken out of service earlier this year. It was a Delta 747. And it's in the scrapyard in Marana. You know where that is? It's Marana is... in Arizona, where most of the planes that are put out of service are just, they're kept there until they either are sold or used, but oftentimes they scrap them. And you see, it's very sad, actually. It looks like something is dead, and it kind of is.
Plane graveyard?
Yeah, it's a plane graveyard. They take all of everything they can use, the engines off of them, the skin off, the seats are all taken out. And then they just use a wrecking ball and they take it apart. And you see, I'm sure you'll find the picture. You can see it. 747s, I think, are most fabulous plane. That and the 1011, most fabulous planes that ever flew, frankly. But now, because they use more fuel, they replace them with smaller planes that have, a different kind of engines on it. But it is kind of a sad thing. I'm just making a mental note of it for those of you who like to share with me in my mental notes. 21 after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I hopped in town for a satellite dish.
All right, 23 and change at the hour here on the DJV show. First things first, television from last night. Anybody get any good reviews of any TV shows other than The Fire in New York City? That was a movie set, though. So what do we have that is of interest and import from last night?
I watched, what did I watch last night? I watched the news, of course, because there was some big news last night.
Yeah, right.
And then I watched an old episode of America's Next Top Model and The Challenge from MTV. Yes.
Really?
I watched the worst TV on the planet, so just leave me alone.
Yeah. I watched the new episode of Schitt's Creek, and it was hilarious, as always, so that was pretty much it.
Okay. And Karen never watches television. I didn't see anything that was of any value. Basketball, 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 and more basketball.
Lots of basketball.
So what do we have tonight? More basketball?
No, not necessarily. Actually, some new stuff. Their final season of Once Upon a Time has a new episode tonight on ABC, followed by a new episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., and then an episode of 2020. That's on ABC. Dynasty is new tonight, along with Jane the Virgin on the CW. Fox has got the top 20 cooking on MasterChef Junior. That's new tonight. And NBC has a new Blind Spot and a new Taken. That starts at 8 o'clock. If you want something a little more exotic, A&E has a show called Live PD. I'm so in on this. This sounds like our answer, this generation's answer to Cops. It's real-time coverage of police shifts for 3 hours on Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh my
across
gosh.
The country. I don't know how I've missed the information on this show, but I might be tuning into that tonight. A&E at 9 o'clock. The season finale of Cake Hunters is tonight on the Cooking Channel, and over the weekend, if green slime is your thing, the Nickelodeon Kid Choice Awards, hosted by John Cena, airs on Nickelodeon at 8 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, so there's something exciting for those of you who have nothing in your life. You've just fixed your problem for the weekend. 25 and change after the hour. Now it's music news on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I enjoying Bruce Springsteen, the Springsteen on Broadway show, which started last fall. He performs by himself with no E Streeters, and a lot of the things that are in his catalog. He reads passages from his autobiography, Born to Run, now extended all the way to December. There are a number of additional shows that have been announced from July through December. This is a pretty unique series. Has anybody seen or known any? I tried to get tickets to it last fall and didn't, and gave up because of the obnoxious way that they were selling it. If I were a real Bruce Springsteen fan, I'd be completely turned off, by the way.
See, but that's the thing. Like, it is working, though. You and I haven't
apparently.
Won. I've tried the lottery, but my brother's fiance got a ticket. She won the lottery last year and saw it in last fall and said it was amazing. She said she literally, like, was crying at parts of it. She was in the third row or something.
Oh, yeah, it's great
incredible.
Stories. Yeah. It's got great stories to tell. So if you're a fan and you want to go to New York, there you go. Probably the reason that you can't get any tickets is because our old pal Roberto Fasanelli is sitting in the front row in all of them and hugs all the tickets. He's one of the most amazing fans. The people like that that are fans of some of these big stars and they follow them everywhere. It's hard to believe there are people who do that, but there are. So here's another big singer with a story. Steven Tyler has announced this week a solo tour from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, hitting the road with Nashville's Loving Mary Band. That's the backup group he has. 13 dates comprised of headlining shows, gigs, benefit concerts over in Akron, Ohio, for the Children's Hospital there. This is to support his new album, We're All Somebody From Somewhere. That goes back to 2016, number one on the Billboard chart, so he hasn't done anything new since then.
No, but this is pretty cool, though. Doing it for charity is kind of a fun element to that.
Yeah, right.
And this album did well in the country charts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going to be joined by the Sisterhood Band on some of the dates. Rod Stewart's daughter, Ruby Stewart, and Alyssa Bonagra. I don't know who she is. Who's she?
Bonagra?
I don't know. Apparently she's the daughter of Kathy and Michael Bonagra, who must be musicians or something.
Right.
They were mentioned by Rolling Stone.
Right,
the Bonagra family.
There it is. Steven Tyler's solo tour for the summer of your fans. 28 after the hour here at DJV time.
Worldwide parenting. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In a meta-analysis of parenting, it was discovered that the number one parenting skill across all cultures is love. The more effectively parents can show their children love, the more effective they are as parents. You probably guessed that one, but can you guess number two, the second most important skill in regard to parenting? Well, this is an audio program, so I'm guessing you're shaking your head no, so I'll just tell you. It's how you deal with your own stress. That's right, the second most important parenting skill you can ever have is learning how to deal with your own stress. And that's probably because not only are your children watching and learning from what you're doing, but also because they are impacted by the energy you bring to them, even in the throes of stress. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the program of the week, program of the day. Everybody that listens to this program with reality in their mind sometimes has a change in reality because we flush reality away. And that's one of the things I think that's sad about flushing reality away. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. DJV time is 34 and change after the hour. Doug, Stefan, Victoria Keeling, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, the story of Toys R Us. Many people lamenting the time over the past, 40 or 50 years. How long has Toys R Us been in operation?
It's been about at least 40 years, I'd
40,
imagine.
50
well,
years?
Yeah. Charles Lazarus started it in 1948.
48.
Yeah. Right,
so the first thing is that he's dead.
More than 40 years.
He died yesterday at the age of 94, and I'm guessing that some of whatever was going on with him has to do with the demise of his company.
Yeah.
But he led it and borrowed all the money, so kind of said of it is sad, though, because the idea of doing this is certainly very smart. And they became the kings fairly quickly of this business. We were talking yesterday about how KB had sort of come in and is maybe going to fill the void. Looks like Amazon is trying to buy the story this week in the U.S. bankruptcy court down in Richmond. They're liquidating yesterday. They're supposed to start today. They actually are, apparently, in all the stores. They're selling the toys, they're selling the fixtures. And Amazon says, wait a minute, we'll buy a bunch of stores from you and we'll keep the inventory because we might as well do that. We put you out of business. In a way, they put them out of business. They didn't, you know, a bunch of combination of things that happened to Toys R Us they wanted, and they were trying to keep about half of the stores open, but that didn't work. They tried it for a month or so, and it really is pretty amazing how quickly they fell apart because of the bondholders and loans and all that other stuff being pushed into a circumstance that they can't come out of unless they get some structure from other companies. There is a Wall Street firm that invests in this sort of thing, and I think there are a couple of companies that supplied Toys R Us with toys. They're all talking together about trying to put up some money, and as a matter of fact, I don't know whether you saw this or not, ladies, there's a GoFundMe page. Do you see that? The GoFundMe page. The people who are so supportive of this is first time I ever heard anything like this happening. There's a GoFundMe page for Toys R Us, and their goal was to reach $1 billion. And you think, oh, that's preposterous. Well, if you go to it, after just 3 days, they have well over $200 million pledged to the GoFundMe page.
That blew my mind. I saw
Isn't that amazing?
Late yesterday, right before I went to bed, and I went, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool. It's fun that it shows the power of people that want
yes.
to do something really can.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
right.
just interesting that we're doing it for Toys R Us. But
yeah. Yeah. It is an iconic American brand, though, and I think that's nice.
Absolutely.
That if you're going to try to resurrect something, all of us, Kara and I have been talking behind the scenes during breaks for, a couple days? Now about our Toys R Us memories and things like that. So
share some of them. The first time you ever went into a Toys R Us store, what happened? What did you buy?
I remember that so vividly. There was a huge Toys R Us store that's now a Costco, so that gives you the scale of it. That's how big it was. And I remember the first time I went into Toys R Us, just I had like the little catalog where I just constantly circled everything I wanted. And I went in with my parents and I bought a strawberry shortcake sleeping bag because it was going to be my first sleepover birthday party. So I'll never forget that. And then just going back and forth, you know, for over the years for Christmas gifts, when I got my first bike, it was from there. My first roller skates, my first roller blades, like all that stuff was all from Toys R Us. And it's you have those memories as a kid, and I understand the nostalgia of this and why people would want to donate.
I don't remember what my first purchase was. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump
in. No, I wanted
to be just real
everybody
quick.
Everybody chime in. Yeah.
When you walked into the Toys R Us, and I think we talked about this actually on the air maybe last week, but that feeling as a kid when you walked into Toys R Us for the first time and it looked like it was a mile long, right? You walked in and you just turned from the right to the left, and there's like everything you can imagine, and just that feeling of when the doors open and you look. And my memory, because I was such a girly girl, is just going to those aisles of pink and just up and down, looking at every doll, every toy that I could possibly imagine. I loved Barbie, so I'd always be searching the Barbie aisle. And, Cabbage Patch Kids, I'm sure, were in there, too.
I was such a tomboy. I would go right over to the bikes, and, you know, they were stacked so high. And the go-kart tracks and all the stuff that, you know, all the boys wanted. That's what I wanted.
Oh, Kara, you go in there as a child, or were you deprived?
Well, actually, this is so funny that you say it that way, because, you know, Victoria is talking about how we talked about it off air, and she had all of these amazing experiences, and they had one right down the street. I was the youngest kid, so I got a lot of hand-me-downs when it came to toys. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I remember going in, I remember where it was, I remember exactly what it looked like, and obviously I remember Jeffrey at the giraffe, but I feel like we went in more to buy gifts for other people when we were going to, like, birthday parties and stuff. So, yeah, maybe I was a little bit deprived. But that's why I think it's, I don't know, I don't really have these fond memories associated with it.
You have bitterness.
So, yeah, no, I don't even have bitterness. I don't really have anything associated with it. So the idea that people would spend $200 million to go fund me for when you could just, like, spend that money that you're donating to go out and buy, like, other toys, I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be resurrected. So I'm like, what's going to happen with that money?
Yeah, you know, the Bah Humbug over there.
I know, but it's just, but it's true though. Where does that? I'm always curious with GoFundMe if the money doesn't get used.
It goes to Jeffrey the Giraffe's retirement fund
in a nice reserve
in Africa.
I'm
glad. Leave him alone.
I can't tell you. I only can remember going to a Toys R Us store a couple of times to buy because I didn't, when the kids were young enough to want to have or need to have toys, I was not the person who shopped for them to get that sort of thing. But I remember going into Toys R Us on a few occasions to get gifts for my children, but also for other children, and being completely lost, befuddled, bewildered, just walking around trying to figure out what to get. Because Toys R Us, toys have never been me. Toys are never me. Toys R Me is not, I don't identify even today with them, although I'm interested in things for Miles. The kind of stuff I get for Miles, I usually get them books, and I don't even, can you get books at Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Children's books, you get them there? Yeah, right. So, anyway, it is a moment out of time, as it were, but for those, again, who are really interested in supporting it, the solution, at least in part for the present, is to kick in a few bucks. And this is nickels, dimes, and quarters, so you can imagine that there are millions of people who are throwing money at this online to try to keep the stores open. It's unheard of. So what happens if they don't keep the stores open to the money? They go back to the people that give it?
I suppose. Well, who started the GoFundMe?
I have the slightest idea. I just saw a page. I don't know who started it. Was it some buddy who was, I suppose that's something that we could chase down. I just, like Jennifer said, I sort of saw this at the end of the day and was thinking, how fabulous is this? What support for a very venerable American story, company. So, anyway. Also in the ooh-ha-ha department, the wedding invitations have been issued, and I'm sure I haven't opened my mail yet. So I haven't seen my invitation.
Oh, yeah,
to
we're
wedding.
Going.
The
we're
wedding
going on
of
a girls' trip. You can come with us. All of us
really?
Are going to go over there. It's
oh,
going to
sure.
be so much fun.
Girls' trip. So Kara's going. Jennifer's going. Victoria's going to the wedding. Now, did Megan send you an invitation personally, or did you get the ones from the Queen?
Who mine
you
came
get
from your? Harry. Mine
Harry.
Mine came from Harry Boo.
Uh-huh. All right. So anyway, I suppose what are the niceties, Victoria, surrounding the invitations? Are they gold laced? Are they with
they
pictures
are.
Of the two of them on them? What are they?
Well, the interesting thing is the actual palace, Kensington Palace, made this announcement on social media. And if you like this royal wedding fever, which a lot of people have, the palace Twitter and Instagram page is actually a great place to follow along because they're very. They're very exposed, and they have lots of behind-the-scenes pictures and stuff. It's really great. So they announced that 600 people have been invited to the wedding, which will be on May 19th. And all 600 guests have also been invited to Queen Elizabeth's celebratory lunchtime reception at St. George's Hall. Only 200 of the guests, though, are invited to the private reception at Frogmore House. And the invitations, they made a point of saying that the invitations are printed in American ink. I don't know if that's normal or if they just did this for Meghan Markle, but it's American ink on English paper, which I guess is very symbolic. They are stamped in gold and then burnished while the edges are beveled and gilded. And the top of the invitation features Prince Charles's three-feather badge instead of like a crest. And the guests' names were handwritten in with a calligrapher. And the invitations state that the dress code for the wedding is a uniform, a morning coat, or a lounge suit. I have no idea what a lounge suit is, but I'm guessing it's not like a velour jumpsuit.
It's a bathrobe.
That's what I think of when I think of a lounge suit, like Juicy Couture.
All right. So we're all excited to go. Let's go. Rah, rah, team.
See, yeah, I've got to do some shopping.
Can you imagine, though, what sort of a crazy day that'll be in England, trying to get around in London, Greater London, and the English take this stuff very seriously. I dare say a lot
the
of Americans take this, very seriously.
I was literally in the laundromat last week, and there were that's run by a bunch of Chinese ladies, and they were all hovering around an iPad, and they were watching all these clips of Meghan and Harry's upcoming wedding, and I just couldn't believe it. Even like the Chinese ladies in the laundromat in New York City are obsessed with the royal wedding.
You know what's actually crazy? So I've been talking about how I'm going to Italy in May. Well, my flight leaves the day before, and guess where I have a layover on the 19th.
Ooh, really?
In Heathrow. So we'll see if I'm able to get to Italy okay, or if the airport is crazy, or maybe I can make it out on the street and get some pictures.
Yeah, there you go. Well, if you've never been to Heathrow, Heathrow is nowhere near downtown. It's a good ride into the city from Heathrow.
Oh, come on. Can't they just ride by in a carriage?
I say ditch your layover and just go to the royal wedding and fly out the next day.
How long are you on the ground? How long is your layover?
Only a few hours, so I don't think any of that's going to happen, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's but there'd be plenty of buzz in the airport. I bet there'd be a lot of decorations and things.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to be. I haven't been. I went to England a few years ago for a few days, and so the idea of being there on the one day when the wedding is happening is pretty exciting.
Right.
That's going to be really cool. Yeah.
14 before the hour, 46 after the hour, DJV time. That's when you're, I don't know how many of you have timeshares. How many people come from families where there are timeshares? This was a big thing. And I suppose to a point there still are a lot of them around. Our own Chuck Curry used to be in that business and was in it for 20 some odd years. It was a huge business. People buying timeshares 2 weeks in Aruba, 2 weeks in Pago Pago, 2 weeks in wherever it is that you want to go. And so, but after a while, the excitement wears off. And so you may have a timeshare, but you would like to not have a timeshare, or you'd like to have a different timeshare. So there's a new company around that takes you out of your timeshare. If you don't want to be there, there's nothing worse than feeling like you have to go someplace. You need to get out of your contract. You need to, maybe you feel like you're hoodwinked into signing the contract that you have for your, timeshare. I was going to say, sometimes they're in nice resorts, but they aren't in exactly the nicest places. Thing to do is contact Resort Release. Resort Release. Resort Release. When you're ready to leave the timeshare, these are the people you need. Resort Release has the know-how how to permanently and legally terminate your timeshare. Call them at 888-277-7245. That's 888-277-7245. Find out why they've been able to help tens of thousands of people like you legally get out of their timeshare. Resort Release gives you 100% guarantee that you legally and permanently can walk away. If you don't get out of the contract, you don't have to pay anything. That's it. They have a Better Business Bureau of A+. That's a good rating, huh? Can't get much better than that. So call Resort Release at 888-277-7245. You want to get out of your resort, I put that in quotation marks, your timeshare. It's 888-277-7245. Your satisfaction is guaranteed by them. Get out of that timeshare. 888-277-7245.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy... what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't hang up. You need to...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 after the hour, this is Tech Talk time with Victoria going through the top 5 items this week from the world of technology and how they affected you, starting with a very interesting reality about how somebody who's well known can have a major impact. That's the Rihanna story this week at number 5, Victoria.
Yeah, Snapchat learned a very tough lesson this week. Do not mess with Riri. Rihanna is, of course, one of the most followed pop stars and celebrities in the world, with regard to social media, Instagram, things like that. She has not really been a big fan of Snapchat in the past. She has talked about that. But this week, she blasted them for that domestic violence ad that they had in there, which was just awful and in bad taste. And so what the Forbes magazine called the Rihanna effect, she actually went on Instagram and blasted Snapchat, and the net worth of the CEO, Evan Spiegel, dropped by $150 million. And the overall Snap is the parent company of Snapchat. They experienced an $800 million drop in market value after Rihanna went after them. So Snap continues to sort of be tone deaf about a lot of these issues. Last month, Kylie Jenner tweeted she was no longer interested in using the app after their new redesign came out, which a lot of people found to be very difficult to use. And at that point, after Kylie Jenner's tweet, Snap lost $1.3 billion in market value. So you'd probably want to ask how much market value is left for them to lose. But they've got a lot of adjusting to do, because a lot of users, celebrities and non-celebrities, are just really unhappy with them.
All right, number 4, as we work toward number 1 on this sort of countdown of the technology issues this week, Fitbit Ace.
Yeah, Fitbit Ace is the first fitness band dedicated for kids ages 8 and up. And the Fitbit Ace is basically a smaller version of the Fitbit Alta, and it's for tinier wrists and has revised software. It removes data that younger users don't need to know, like how many calories they've burned, things like that. Parents will be required to make the account for children 12 and under, and to get them started on the Fitbit Ace, it encourages kids to move around and build healthy habits. And so parents who already love their Fitbits are very excited about the Fitbit Ace for their kids.
Aha. Number three, a focus on Walmart and how they can, quote unquote, help you out.
Amid growing pressure from Amazon, of course, Amazon's the big brother that's always pressuring everybody else to do better, Walmart says that they are the latest retailer to offer in-home product setup for their customers. They've partnered with the startup Handy, which it sounds exactly like it is. It's handymen, handy women who come to your house, and they'll do various tasks that you pay them for by the hour. And so Handy and Walmart will offer TV mounting and furniture assembly. And so it's actually reasonably priced, $79 for a TV mount and $59 for furniture assembly. And this they've rolled it out in 25 different stores to test it out since October. Now it's going to roll out to all of the Walmart stores.
Uh-huh. All right, here's a loophole. Number two is a focus on self-driving car companies. A lot of lawsuits are being filed. Now this is sort of protection, I guess, the protection racket. Could you describe it that way, Victoria?
It is definitely that, and especially this story is hitting home a lot this week because, of course, there's the death of the self-driving Uber car, the SUV that hit a woman in Tempe, Arizona.
Is there a video, by the way, of that? There's some video.
No, I didn't, but I can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. And so they're still investigating what happened with that collision. And that is the first fatality. And so it turns out that Capitol Hill, there is legislation that's currently pending on Capitol Hill that allows people who are riding in self-driving cars, it basically prevents them from ever suing the company. They cannot have any type of litigation against the company. They can't join a class action lawsuit against the company. It's forced arbitration. And arbitration typically always favors the large company because they're the ones who hire the arbitrator. So this is a lot of people don't realize this. When you ride an Uber or Lyft, you are already signing away your rights to that. And so as soon as you click the terms of service, you have no more rights to sue them if you get into an accident. And this is something that they've done. They've done a really good job hiding this until now.
Right.
And so now the bill is known as the AV START Act, and critics are concerned, obviously, that this is going to just give such a leg up to the car companies and the technology, and it's really bad for the consumer. So this
number
is
number one this
one
week,
watch.
A bad week for Facebook.
Very bad week for Facebook and very bad week for Mark Zuckerberg. Essentially, he posted on Facebook a timeline of what happened with the Cambridge Analytica situation. It's not good, and he says now that he will testify before Congress if needed, if he's asked to.
Didn't have much choice in that one. He looks bad if he doesn't. 59 past the hour here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.